Hello listeners, welcome to a brand new episode of Robotics. Today, I'm excited to host Ayushmoy Roy, a young enthusiast in the field of robotics and mechatronics. One of the few people I know who holds a double master's and has a rich background spanning automation engineering in and aerial and land robotics. Ayushmoy is co-founder of Pace Robotics, that is bringing innovation and expertise to the forefront of construction robotics industry. Welcome, Ayushmoy. Welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot for having me and for giving me this opportunity.
So, Ayushmoy, what inspired you as a kid to get into this field of robotics?
Yeah, so it started for me when I was about 3 or 4 years old. So basically, my father worked in the automotive industry. And at the time, he had this factory in Italy where they were making steering and suspension components. So one Saturday, he decided to take me to his factory just to show me like what he does and how things work in a factory. So I still remember it very vividly that I could see these orange arms. Basically, I know now they're KUKA arms. Articulated robotic arms that were picking up these massive components. They were picking and placing them. They were fixing bolts on them, welding them. Then you had these massive gantry cranes, which were transporting parts to and from the assembly line. You had operators who were working on these fully automated CNC machines where there was an articulated arm picking and loading parts into the six-axis CNC machine and then taking it out. So for me, the most cool thing about that was very small people moving such big machinery and parts with robotics. So that one thing that stuck with me.
So for you, it was truly love at first sight.
Correct. Yeah, we can put it that way. And then kind of growing up, I've always been a fan of the automotive sector and the aerospace sector. So I remember like buying car magazines as I was growing up. So that got me into mechanical engineering. But once I went to university, did my degree in mechanical engineering, one of the things that inspired me to get into robotics was how interdisciplinary the field is. So just to give an example, since we are working in construction robotics, this is basically a blend of course, your mechanical engineering, electronics, electrical engineering. But it also has elements of like civil engineering. Within mechanical engineering, this is not just about, your mechanics, kinematics, strength of materials, but it's also about fluid dynamics, fluid mechanics, some amount of thermodynamics. So for someone like me who enjoys working and learning about a lot of things, this was a better career choice than being a specialist in one area.
Since you mentioned all those fields, I just share with you that all my three co-founders, Sandeep, Pratik and B, happened to be a chemical engineer.
Okay.
And they all mentioned the same thing, that it's also thermodynamics and there are many other elements involved in making a robot work.
Yes.
Different
yes.
elements. It's essentially multidisciplinary engineering that comes together.
Yeah.
So what you're capturing, I could just associate with what they also share with me.
Right. So that's basically what got me into robotics and pursued a degree in robotics. And I have been in the field of robotics ever since.
Great. That's truly inspiring. So how did this idea for Pace Robotics happen? How did you come up with this idea of construction robotics? If you could take our listeners through that journey.
Yeah. So before starting off at Pace Robotics, we started in 2021. I was working for about 2.5 years at Mahindra. So I was working in their farm robotics division. And before that, I was working for a company called Schaeffler, which is an automotive company. And I was working in their mechatronics division. So this is more relevant with my experience in agri-tech robotics. One of the challenges we faced was, we were trying to deploy robots in the Indian farms, wherein the appetite for paying and the appetite to afford that technology was very low from Indian farmers. Also, these deployments would happen in very remote rural areas where access to machines to do upgrades, maintenance, regular checks. That was very tough.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do something in an urban environment where you had similar problems like agriculture of lack of skilled labor, low productivity, cost going through the roof. And in construction, I found a sector which is very, if you look at agriculture and robotics, they're probably two of the biggest sectors of the Indian economy or any economy worldwide.
Yeah. And all these sectors need to fire if it has to do well.
Yes. And I think there is a statistic that over the last couple of decades, construction has seen the lowest year-on-year productivity rise compared to any other sector, including agriculture. And also, having seen kind of construction happening around me, how a lot of the practices that I had seen growing up as a kid hadn't changed in many years. That's what inspired me to look at the construction sector.
Mm-hmm.
Then I spoke to my co-founder, Srinivas, who was from the construction sector, had a lot of experience within it. So he knew firsthand about a lot of the problems. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of what inspired us to look at this sector in general. And then how we landed on the idea for Pace Robotics basically was we started looking at the finishing area. So finishing within building construction is probably one of the most manual labor intensive tasks. So that is where we, you know, having gone through customer interviews and discussions, that is the area we kind of zeroed in on.
Okay. That was a very structured approach of choosing what sector you want to be in and what kind of a product you want to build. We usually hear people have stories, they experience something, et cetera, and they want. But this was a very structured approach, which is actually a very good way of probably calculating how you want to go ahead. So painting process typically has different steps. You prepare the wall, you make the paint mix, then you do the putty, you get the primer, then you do two layers of coating, etc. How does your construction robot add value to these processes?
Yeah. So basically ours is the wall finishing robot for building interiors. So these are basically residential interiors that we are targeting. So what we mean by the finishing wall finishing process is it starts off with level correction, which is basically plastering. So you're either gypsum based plastering or cement mortar based plastering. And then it moves into your fine corrections, which is cement or acrylic based putty. And then you have your coats of primer and paint, which are giving you the decorative touch. So our robot kind of, as of now, it goes from your putty to the final step of paint process.
Okay.
But we are also working on plastering simultaneously. So the biggest benefit of applying this robot in any project would be, number one, if you compare us with a crew of one painter or one mason and a helper, we give you a 10 times increase in productivity.
Mm-hmm.
So as a direct byproduct of that, the cost drops by 3 times. So even with an Indian scenario wherein, you know, the cost of doing construction, cost of doing wall finishing is very low, you're still able to bring down the cost. And at the same time, you have your standard benefits of robotics, like safety goes up, your quality standardization happens over large areas. You're no longer completely dependent on human labor. So most times the human labor is unskilled or untrained, or they learn on the job. So here, what you get in one wall is what you will be getting throughout your project. So that is basically the benefit.
And how do you give command to this robot?
So we have a HMI, which, you know, it's a very simple HMI where the user has to...
Human-machine interface.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like an app almost for the robot where the user has to select which process they want to work on. Either it's the ceiling or the wall.
Okay, so your robot can also do the ceiling.
Correct.
Yes. Up to what height?
Up to about 3 meters.
That's great.
Yeah. So the user selects whether it's ceiling or wall. Then they select what process they want the robot to do. So you have to maybe also change some attachments when you're going from the putty to the sanding process,
tools.
The end tools.
Yeah.
And with that, you just select, let's say I want to do wall sanding, then you would select wall and then sanding, and then the robot just takes care of the entire process.
And how does the robot navigate? Because it will have to move as it is completing the wall sections.
Yeah. So the robot has a LiDAR on board and it does your natural navigation.
It creates a map and then
it creates a map and then tries to align itself to the wall if it's working on the wall. And then if it's doing the ceiling, it plots out its own trajectory and then follows it within a few millimeters.
Okay. And then with the help of sensors, etc., it gets the feedback as to when it is completing the task.
Correct. Yes. So we have a lot of distance sensors, a lot of like feedback sensors in terms of how the tool is engaged on the wall. At what distance we are spraying from, etc. And based on that, the robot is constantly correcting for things.
That's very interesting. So who are the end consumer for this robot?
So, I mean, what we are targeting is basically your multi-storied residential buildings. So our end user would be actually the painter or the mason, but the buyer for us would be your large construction or real estate companies who are looking at large tower complexes. That's the most ideal projects for us.
Okay. And what do you think, how much of the construction process can be automated with robotics in the near future?
I think one big challenge for robotics in construction is that construction in itself is a very unstructured environment.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it looks repetitive, a lot of times there are very minute differences. So every wall, every floor is different. Also, you have challenges like obstacles like bricks or stone and sand lying around, people working in and around. So I think from that standpoint, robotics in construction is very tough. But having said that, I think there is a huge opportunity for applying robotics in construction. I think especially if you look at the developments in recent times, a lot of mechanization and automation has happened in the structure and the civil work process, but not a lot has happened in the wall. I mean, your any finishing process, be it wall finishing, floor finishing, mechanical and electrical works. So I think that is going to be the next frontier for robotics in construction. Also surveying and things like that. I think those have a very good potential.
Yeah, you could probably also use radar for surveying.
Correct.
As well.
Drones for surveying your automated excavators and things like that. Earth-moving machines.
Earth-moving machines could be autonomous.
Yeah.
Yeah, very true. So one of the application could also be today for surveying and surveillance, there are also quadrupeds available.
Yeah.
Which can give you feedback and go into areas where humans would not like to.
Correct.
So basically, there are a lot of applications of technology.
Yeah, and then you also have like, you know, as you said, like LiDARs for surveying, and there are companies who are building these backpacks or like helmet-mounted kind of surveying equipment, which consists of LiDARs and cameras. So those are also a second, maybe an alternative to drones and things like that.
Very true. So since you've already mentioned that you were in awe of the articulated robot when you were 3 or 4 years old. Yeah. But still, is there any promising application that you have seen in robotics apart from your industry that really inspires you or that you are in awe of?
I think for me, agriculture was a motivational source to look at robotics and construction robotics. So there are, you know, your de-weeding robots, your harvesting robots, which at the time, which were very, very interesting for me. So those were a big source of motivation for me. I've also like always been interested in mining equipment. So like a lot of things like what Caterpillar had done a lot of decades ago in terms of autonomous mining trucks. That was very interesting for me. So, yeah, I think I would say these two have been
source of inspiration
outside the traditional applications of robotics.
Great. So, in a hypothetical scenario, since you're doing a construction robot, right, and historically, the entire human civilization is known for the kind of construction that they do.
Yeah.
Right? So, if you could travel back in time
and
with your construction robot, so which historical project would you like to work on most and why?
Yeah, I think something like a Burj Khalifa would have been very interesting for us. I know, I mean, it's mainly made out of steel and glass, so there's not a whole lot of painting or finishing work that goes on there. But having deployed robots to build the tallest building in the world, that would have been...
So you could probably say that I've built the robot which built the tallest
building. That would have been...
That's a good approach.
Yeah.
I get you a lot of PR.
Yeah.
So we talked about project in the past. If you would have to do a project in the future that your robot could be part of, what would that be?
Yeah, so I think one interesting, but I mean, again, it's not very practical. There's this city...
Let your imagination run wild.
Yeah, so there's this city called Neom in Saudi. There's a project that's upcoming, which is called The Line, wherein they are building an entire city on a 200-kilometer near about stretch in one line. So they're going to be like very long walls. And since we can finish the entire wall finishing process in 3,000 square feet worth of wall finishing process in one day, we'll be able to do a project like that at least 10 times faster than human labor crews. And I don't think they'll be doing any amount of painting there. It'll be mostly prefab. But yeah, something like that would be very cool.
With 3,000 square feet of wall that your robot could do in a day, I think you're a little late in the business. Donald Trump could have used it to make the famous wall that he wanted to ban.
Yeah.
To stop the migrants.
Yeah, but then that project would top and start and stop and start. So that...
Correct. So your robot might and stopped in between.
Every new government that comes in would start it or start it. Yeah.
So just ending it on a light note, and since you have built this cute little robot of yours which can help you in construction, would you like to deploy this robot in your own house?
Yeah, a tech enthusiast in me always would love to do something like that. But I think there are a lot of challenges because one is you are looking at very tight spaces. So for a robot to maneuver and work in those tight spaces is very tough. Also, getting an understanding of the environment, that is very tough for perception models that exist today. So both from your trajectory, path planning, and then entire actuation and control of motion. That is a very challenging scenario, like a house with like all the furnitures.
Which keep on moving.
Yes, yeah. With people, with wardrobes, with all the furnishings. That is a very, very difficult scenario for a robot. So I think we are very far away from something like that. But yeah, of course, being able to do something like that would be amazing.
Great. Thank you, Aish Boy. Thank you for an interesting conversation and best of luck.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So listeners, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Like and subscribe to continue on this robotic journey with us. Until next time, this is your host Satish Shukla, signing off.